You think you need better arms to feel confident, but that's not what's actually holding you back. In this podcast episode, I'll show you why you can be in the most beautiful place, wearing the right outfit, and still feel self-conscious, and then what needs to change if you want that to stop. This is going to be the shift from waiting to feel confident to becoming the woman who brings it with her. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 112. Okay, I have to tell you something that stopped me in my tracks the other night. I was watching TV, like regular TV, with my husband, which we barely do anymore because everything's like on demand streaming and you can skip all the ads. But this one ad came on and I didn't skip it. Okay. It was a San Pellegrino commercial, sparkling water. And I just sat there like, wait a second, because this wasn't your typical healthy hydration vibe. This ad was dripping in elegance, beautiful women, chic outfits, perfect lighting. They're in this stunning apartment getting ready to go out. And then suddenly they're in Milan. Then they're in Greece, then New York, Tokyo, Dubai. And everywhere they go, they're doing these really elevated, sexy, sophisticated things, holding sparkling water, not wine, okay? Not cocktails, sparkling water. And I turned to my husband and I said, did you just see that? Because they made water look like the most desirable thing in the room, right? No lime wedge. No, this is the boring option. No, this is what you drink when you're being good. It looked confident. It looked intentional. It looked like a woman who knows exactly who she is. And I couldn't stop thinking about it because here's what hit me. We've been trained to believe that what's in the glass is what makes the moment, that the wine is what makes it elegant, that the cocktail is what makes it special, that the drink is what makes you feel like an adult woman who has her life together. But what if that's not true? What if the only reason you think wine feels sophisticated is because you've been shown that story over and over and over again? In movies, right? On TV, scrolling on your phone, at restaurants, right? And meanwhile, you've never been shown a different version. You've never been shown a woman in a sleeveless dress, standing tall, feeling confident, fully in her body, holding something simple, and still being the most powerful presence in the room. Of course, your brain connects the dots like this. Wine equals elegance. Drink equals confidence. Event equals I'll deal with myself later. And this is exactly why I wanted to talk about this today. At the time that I'm recording this, I'm getting ready to go to a wedding in Napa, the premier wine country. And I already know what most women are going to be thinking about when they get dressed for it. Not the wine, their arms. And what they believe makes them feel confident enough to be seen. Let's talk about the real problem here, because it's not the wine, it's the meaning you've attached to it. You walk into a situation like Napa or a wedding or a nice dinner, and there's this subtle thought sitting in the background. If I'm not fully participating, if I'm missing out, if I'm not doing what everyone else is doing, I'm less than. If I'm not indulging, I'm at the kids' table. And I want you to notice how fast your brain goes there, not because it's true, but because you've practiced that thought for years. And here's how it shows up for my women. It's not just about what's in the glass. It's if my arms don't look the way I want to, I'm not fully part of this. I'll wear something safe so I don't feel exposed. right? I'll just get through this and deal with myself later. That is the adult version of the kids' table. Smiling, participating, but slightly pulled back. Not fully expressed, not fully seen, okay? Now, here's where I want to kind of wake you up a little. You've been taught that certain things create the feeling of special, fancy, sophisticated, right? Wine, fancy dinners, certain clothes, certain environments. But let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a beautiful setting, wearing something nice, holding a drink in your hand, and still felt off? Still felt self-conscious? Still adjusted your body in photos? So clearly, the environment isn't what's creating the feeling. You are. And I saw this so clearly at a dinner that we went to the last time I was in Napa. It was one of those experiences that's supposed to feel like a big deal. Michelin star restaurant, 4-hour tasting menu, tiny portions that somehow cost more than your groceries for the week. And of course, there's a wine pairing, very curated, very intentional, this is what elevated people do. And I didn't do the wine pairing, but I sat there watching it, watching the sommelier. I don't know if I'm saying that. He would come over, pour the glass, tell the story, where it's from, how rare it is, what notes you should taste. And everyone at the table is nodding like, yes, this is special. And I had this moment where I was like, this isn't about the wine. This is about the story. He's literally handing them thoughts. This is rare. This is elevated. This is sophisticated. And because they're thinking that, they're feeling it. And this is exactly what's happening in your life. You are being handed thoughts all day long about what it means to drink, indulge, show up, look a certain way. And you've been accepting them without question. So when you don't participate or when you don't feel fully confident in your body, your brain offers, this isn't as special. This isn't as fun. This isn't as good. And you believe it. But here's the truth. Nothing is inherently special. Nothing is inherently elegant. And nothing is inherently sophisticated. Those are identities you assign. And right now, you're outsourcing that identity to the event, to the environment, to the drink, to the outfit, right? Instead of becoming the woman who brings it with her. So let's go back to that dinner for a second, because this is where it really clicked for me. That wine pairing was almost $500 per person. Now let that sink in. You're not just ordering a drink, you're buying an experience. And the moment you pay that much, your brain is already primed. This better be worth it. This better feel special. And then the sommelier comes over every single course. Okay, he doesn't just pour the wine, he performs it. He tells you where it's from, how rare it is, what the soil was like, what notes you should be tasting. And everyone's nodding like, yes, this is elevated. And I'm sitting there thinking, he's not just serving wine. He's instilling thoughts. This is special. This is sophisticated. This is worth it. And because everyone is thinking that, right, they feel it. Now, here's where I want you to really pay attention, because this is not about the wine. This is about you. You are being handed thoughts all day long about what it means to be put together, confident, attractive, you know, that woman. And most of them, you didn't choose. You absorbed them. You learned that a glass of wine at dinner equals an adult, elegant, and skipping it equals boring, restrictive, missing out, wearing sleeves feels safer, showing your arms risky. Waiting until you feel better equals normal. Following through anyway equals extreme. And because you've repeated those thoughts for years, they feel like facts. But let me wake you up for a second. Nothing about that wine was inherently special. It was fermented grapes. That's it. What made it feel special was the story, the presentation, the buildup, the meaning. And you are doing the exact same thing with your life. You're telling yourself stories like, I'll feel more confident when my arms look better. I'll show up more fully after I get back on track. This isn't the moment yet. And then you wonder why you keep sitting on the sidelines of your own life. And I'll tell you something else that it might hit a nerve. There are women in that exact restaurant with the exact same arms as you who are not thinking about themselves at all. They're laughing, they're present, they're in photos without hesitation, not because their arms are dramatically different, but because their identity is. And this is what changed for me. I used to believe all of it, that the environment created the experience, that the drink made it special, that I needed everything to be just right to feel good. And now it just rolls right off me. And not because I'm more disciplined, but because I stopped outsourcing how I feel. So when I sit at a table like that now, I'm not there for the wine. I'm not there for the performance. I'm there for the connection, the conversation, the moment, right? Fully present, right? Not half in my head thinking about myself. And this is the shift I want for you, because anything, and I mean anything, can feel special, right? Your walk, your workout, your dinner at home, your body as it is right now, but only if you decide it is. Right now, you're assigning special to the wrong things, to the event, the drink, the future version of you, instead of becoming the woman who brings it with her. And this is exactly why that San Pellegrino ad hit me so hard, because they took something we normally think of as basic and made it look powerful, confident, elegant, intentional. And it exposed something most women never question. You don't actually want the wine. You want what you believe the wine gives you, right? You want to feel included, relaxed, confident, like you belong in the room. And your brain has been trained to believe this is how you get it. So when you don't participate, or when you're standing there with something simple, or when you're already feeling a little off in your body, your brain goes straight to, this isn't fun. This isn't as special. I feel like I'm on the outside. And again, we make it about the drink, but it's not. So let's bring this back to your arms, because this is where, you know, it gets real. You walk into a wedding in Napa and the thought isn't just, what am I drinking? It's, how do I look? Am I comfortable being seen? Can I relax in this dress, or am I managing myself all night? And when you don't feel good, you reach for something to close the gap, right? The drink, a distraction, a way to soften the edge. So let me say this clearly. You've been programmed to believe that external things create internal confidence, the wine, the environment, the outfit. But if that were true, you wouldn't still feel self-conscious in a beautiful place. You wouldn't still be adjusting your arms in a $500 dinner setting, right? So the truth that most women don't want to face is that you've outsourced your identity. You've decided, I'll feel confident when, I'll feel proud when, I'll feel like myself when, And you keep pushing that moment further and further out, right? After the trip, after the event, after you get back on track. And listen, this didn't come from nowhere. You were trained. From a young age, you learned drinking equals adult, indulging equals fun, pulling back equals boring. So of course, when you try to do something different, when you try to show up intentionally, when you try to take care of yourself, your brain throws a little tantrum, right? This is lame. This isn't as good. This isn't what everyone else is doing. That's not the truth. And that's conditioning. And if you don't challenge it, you will keep recreating the same experience, right? Different events, same thoughts, same feelings, same result. So here's the real question, and I want you to actually answer this. Do you want to feel confident because of what's in your hand or because of who you are? Do you want to feel elegant because of the environment or because you've built a standard you actually live by? Do you want to feel proud of your arms someday? Or do you want to become the woman who follows through now? Because most women are waiting for the glass to give them something they could have built for themselves. And that's the part that needs to change. This is why this work matters so much. Because if you don't examine what you've been taught to believe, you will keep living it out without realizing it. So picture this with me. I'm about to head to Napa for my girlfriend's wedding. It's going to be stunning. Beautiful, beautiful venue, incredible food, flowing wine, women dressed to the nines. It's the exact kind of environment where your brain wants to whisper, this is where you let go. This is where you indulge. This is what makes it special. And for a lot of women, this is also the moment where they shrink. Okay. They start adjusting their dress, they angle their arms in photos. They mentally negotiate all night long. Should I have one? Should I not? Do I look okay? Half in the moment, half managing themselves. And here's what I want you to understand. If I hadn't done this work, that would be me too. 4 hours into a beautiful experience and not actually experiencing it. But now it's quiet in my head, not because the environment changed, but because I did, right? I don't need a drink to feel included. I don't need permission to feel confident. I don't need a perfect version of my body to be fully present. That's the shift. And this is where I want you to get really honest with yourself, because this is the part that most women avoid. You don't feel like you're at the kids' table because of what's in your glass. You feel like you're at the kids' table because you haven't decided who you are yet. You're still waiting to feel ready, still waiting to feel confident, still waiting to feel proud. And in the meantime, you keep outsourcing that feeling to the drink, the event, the future version of you. Okay, so let me give you something simple to hold on to. A penny is just a penny. To most people, it's worthless. But to someone else, it's lucky. To someone else, it's collectible. Same object, different meaning. Okay? Wine is the same. Your arms are the same. That event you're going to is also the same. Nothing has meaning until you decide what it means. Okay? So the real work isn't how do I avoid the drink or how do I get more disciplined? The real work is what do I want to believe about myself when no one is telling me who to be? Because the woman who has naturally toned arms is not constantly negotiating with herself. She's not waiting for the environment to behave. She brings the standard with her. She goes to Napa. She wears the dress. She orders what she wants. She lifts her arms in photos. She laughs. She is there fully, not because everything is perfect, but because she decided who she is. And if you don't do this work, you will keep chasing moments that never feel as good as you thought they would. Different restaurant, different outfit, different plan, same experience. So stop letting marketing, culture, and old conditioning decide what gets to feel special in your life. You decide. And if you're ready to stop sitting on the sidelines of your own life and actually become the woman who follows through, who feels strong, toned, and fully herself, then it's time to start acting like her. Now, not later, not after Napa, not after you get it together, now, because nothing changes until you do. All right, everybody, I'll see you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.